For instance, if 12 men, inexperienced in warfare, were to plunge into a massive and armed army, themselves not only unarmed but also physically weak, and were to remain unharmed, not even injured, even when attacked with a plethora of weapons, if, while the arrows were hitting them, with their bare bodies, they defeated all their enemies using no weapons but their own hands, and in the end killed some, and others they captured and took away, themselves not even receiving a wound. Would anyone ever claim that this was humanly possible? And yet, the triumph of the apostles is even more extraordinary than that. For an unarmed man's evasion of a wound is not nearly as remarkable as a common and illiterate person, a fisherman, overcoming such a level of skill and hold his ground without being discouraged by scarcity, poverty, dangers, established habits, the strictness of the commands imposed, the everyday deaths, the number of those who were fooled, or the great fame of the deceivers.